More PAX East 2012 coverage from Just Press Start. We are at the Paradox booth right now looking at War of the Roses. Sir, could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the game?
Sure. My name is Gordon Van Dyke. I'm the senior producer for War of the Roses. War of the Roses, to put it in a very easy to encapsulate way, is imagine modern warfare mixed with medieval times is the best way to say it. We really are pushing the multiplayer element of a game and putting people in the 1400s during this time period, because Wars of the Roses was the Lancasters versus the Yorks, and this is a time where it was basically the last really big war where knights played a significant role. And so we really wanted to pick that time period because there's also a lot of really cool, crazy things that have kind of evolved out of the medieval dark ages that were just insane weapons, and it just lended really, really well towards making gameplay out of it. It's very intuitive, very easy for, I think, players to grasp, which is good because it's also a much more complex combat experience. There are going to be people that have a ranged weapon where you don't have a ranged weapon. You have to figure out how to,
how to close that distance.
Yeah, take that, how do I deal with the situation?
Right.
Do I kind of get out of their way and try and go find somebody else who only has a sword that I can fight? Or do I want to close that distance? They don't have scopes. So, of course, in this game, you're going to tend to be a bit closer with the ranged weapon. You don't have, this huge distance that you can kind of use to kind of, separate yourself from your enemy.
So tell me about the type. I heard that there are about 60 different types of weapons. So tell me about that, the customization and all the neat things you can smack somebody with.
Yeah, there's about 15 different types. So there's going to be bludgeoning weapons like maces. There's going to be war hammers. There's going to be war axes. There's going to be like pole axes. There's going to be, of course, two-handed swords. And there's going to be, you're going to have bows. You're going to have some black powder weapons. We're also going to have crossbows. So there's about 15 different primary weapon types, and then about 60 out of those 15.
Wonderful. Tell me about the various game modes that people might be able to encounter during the game.
We're going to release very simple in the beginning. There's going to be so much to learn and to understand about the combat.
Right.
That we're actually going to... we're going to start off with a team deathmatch.
Okay.
It's going to be a very team-oriented game. And then we're also going to have an objective-based game mode that we release with. And then we're going to see what the community wants. But being that we're going to be a PC game, we can really listen to what it is that the community is looking for and see what it is that they want from the game, and what game mode is also really meant for. And when you make a game like this, and we're still really trying to flesh out the core mechanics, you can't really make a very unique game mode, because if those things change, it could completely change the way the game mode played, and then you have to start all over.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so we have ideas in our mind. The two that we'd really like to see happen and make sure that we could actually make and make it good would be something that's more of a siege-style game mode for the castle levels.
Okay.
And then we would also like to see a tournament-style game mode where people could really, kind of show off and show off who's, really, really skilled in one-on-one style competitions, but in a group atmosphere.
So tell me about the design influence. What made you decide you wanted to go to this era and to do a multiplayer title like this instead of something like a Mountain Blade that's more of a single player experience?
Yeah. We actually published Mountain Blade, and our CEO, it's been his dream game. So it's all him. So a lot of the credit goes to him. And then we hired Fat Shark as our developer to make this game, because we already knew that they knew how to make good multiplayer experience. And then they had this engine, Frostbite, that just would deliver the visuals and the quality that we wanted. And then we also got their lead designer, who's an amazing designer. His name's Morten Stormdahl, and he is so good. And he just really immersed himself into this and got really into into it, actually. Started taking horseback riding lessons because he got back into it so much, and he was just like, oh, this is fantastic. So, you know, there's just something romantic about this era, even though probably I would have never wanted to live there in that time period, but it's great for video games.
Right. So, quickly go over. I know you're going to leave in a couple minutes. So tell me about some of the various the character models, the different classes, as they were.
We're not going to have specific classes, but we will have key things that people build around. So they'll have three different armor types: light, medium, heavy. Three different helms that they can pick. So they can have either a light helmet style, which would be like a cloth cap or a hood, and then they'll be able to pick like a medium helmet, which might only cover the top of their head, the ones that look a bit more like hats.
Right, right.
Or you know, very open face, or maybe it's just a chainmail coif, and then they'll be able to pick heavy ones that are more like the standard jousting knight hats that you would, helmets that you would, you know, more kind of like cliche to the time period.
All right. So we discussed some of the gameplay mechanics. You mentioned that that the designer was taking horseback riding lessons. Yeah. Is equestrian something that you're considering for the future?
Oh, no, we will have mounted combat.
Wonderful.
So, yes.
That's
absolutely
great. All right, so what else do you want folks to know about this? When can they expect it, first of all?
This is going to be on PC only and Mac. Yeah, and right now we're looking to release around the end of August, beginning of September. And we're going to have some... closed public alpha testing, and we're going to have some beta testing closer to the release. And so we want people to really look out for that and try and make sure that they get to participate so we can get their feedback and they can help us make sure that this game kicks ass.
Well, it's looking pretty cool already. I mean, I like the... talk quickly about the execution system, about with knockdowns and then the forced execution. I think that's a great little mechanic you've added.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure that it actually adds to the gameplay, so it's not just a generic thing that's a part of the game. So, you're in a strategic situation that after a certain amount of time, you'll be able to yield.
Okay.
Which means that if you yield, because you're in mostly, pretty much, you initially get somebody into a knockdown state. And so you or your teammate can execute them, or one of their teammates can revive them.
Right.
So...
And the executions have that grisly first-person view if you're on the receiving end, which is pretty cool.
It's pretty fun because it really, like, sends the message home, and it's like, ah! And it builds up that, like, the emotional motivation for revenge and things like that. It's like, oh, he got me, damn it. You can get knocked out of those so that, you know, you're not stuck in it. If somebody attacks you, you'll get knocked out of it so you can respond to that aggressor and things like that. So we're trying to make sure that it just really improves the experience and doesn't become like, just a cheesy feature.
Right. Now, what's the pricing plan going to be for this? Do you have any idea how that's going to be handled yet?
We haven't set a specific price, but, we're going to be very aggressive with our pricing. So I think people will be happy with the price and feel that, you know, the price that they paid for it was worth it. It's not going to be priced higher, and it's probably be a little less than what you pay for normal big titles.
Well, it looks very cool so far, even though we're only in a pre-alpha, so I wish you guys more than the best of luck with it. I can't wait to get my hands on it in the future.
Thank you. It means a lot to me to hear that.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks.
Thank you.